You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
All right, everybody, welcome to a sober edition of the Hockey Gambling Podcast, all the sports gambling podcasts ever. My name is Talik Jenkins, joined with our hosts. We got Ryan Gilbert and Joel Meyer. Gentlemen, how the hell are we doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Trey Turner is a Philadelphia Philly. 11 years. Who cares about the money? Baseball money is fake. Philly's World Series champions next year.
Who?
The winter meetings here, guys. They're underway, and it's the hot stove is heating up.
Oh. I'm not doing fantastic. Bad night for me with the Avs losing to the fucking Flyers here. More importantly, though, it looks like Nathan McKinnon is he's injured now too. So we're basically just starting the whole Colorado Eagles AHL roster at this point. We already have like Galchenyuk. We called up Charles Houdon. I vaguely remember him playing in Montreal. I haven't seen him since then. That was, it seems like 2 years ago. Yeah, it's a shit show for our forward group. So it's tough going for the Avs. The season's, it's getting in the middle of things. We're still not in, we're barely hanging on to a playoff spot at the moment. So it's tough times here in Colorado land, especially if Nathan McKinnon misses time. So I'm a little more concerned, but otherwise doing fine, I guess.
I'm sure Mr. 1975 and 1967 over here feel pretty bad for you, Joel.
Why do you gotta bring that up, man? Like, just let it go.
Joel's trying to throw a pity party for himself around some injuries months after winning the Stanley Cup.
That's how I'm doing. That's how I'm doing. Give me an honest response.
Appreciate it.
Everywhere I look, I see the number 67, and it drives me fucking nuts. Okay, it's like, what was that shitty Jim Carrey movie 23, where it's like my ex-wife fucked 20 guys and I knew three of them, so it's 23. So I don't know, that was a shit movie, but anyways, I'm doing okay. I'm hanging out, man. We're all just having a good old-fashioned time here. It's a Monday, just another manic Monday. Other than that, there's a couple games tonight. I'm feeling like doing okay. I hope my Bruins kind of get this done for me. I got a bit of money on them. Rangers look like they should hit, so fingers crossed those come through for me, gentlemen. But if you are looking for bets, we're going to get right into it. Why don't you go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website? That's the place to be, man. They got everything. World Cup's going on. I'm sure there were some games today, and I'm sure some stuff happened, and I'm sure that you could have predicted it at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Tons of other sports, though. There's also college football. We got the NFL. We got college hoops. There's the NBA. Of course, just hockey. There's spring golf. Although it's not spring, I always say that, my fucking bad. But tons of stuff, man. So get your ass at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website. Check it out. Listen to the other shows. You know, give them some love. Give some love to the MMA podcast. All the good shit. But most important, I shouldn't say most importantly, but as well, get your ass in the Discord, man. Discord's been popping off, especially lately. You know, it's every time I log in there, everybody's asking for shots on goal props. So Ryan's just crushing the shots on goals. We got to get this guy like a nice piece of like laminate paper or something to write him on. But still, you're missing out on those. That's the kind of hard-hitting information and butts that you don't get.
Oh, please, no more props. No more props. Stan is overrun by props. It's like
props
the NFL.
Props and parlays, eh? Holy
shit. No.
It is getting a bit overrun there with the props and the parlays.
Every day I see 10 people asking, where are the shots on goal props? It's like, holy fuck, boys. Just look at power plays and find the trigger men. Do it yourself. It's not hard. But with that being said, you are missing out on the Discord because Ryan does post.
Avs are on the comeback here. It's 3-4.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Next season.
One more goal.
Tank, I like that. Tank, I like that. Tank, yeah, Ryan's cheering for him too. But shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord. And if you're not in the Discord on a serious note, get your ass in. There are tons of bets flying around from everybody. It's awesome to see, dude. So shout out to all of our friends and family in the fucking Discord.
Yeah, Discord's been fantastic. For those shots on goal prop people, I will be starting to do a hopefully a weekly piece one day a week with some shots on goal prop for the articles on the website. Keep an eye out for that. Maybe we can increase that depending how the traffic goes on that. But yeah, the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. Get in there. Everyone throwing out live bets, going back and forth and stuff. So it's a great time in there.
Now, Jolie brought up the Colorado Eagles, and I want to talk about one thing. Did they ever give back the Kelly Cup? Did you ever hear that story? Back when they were an ECHL team?
So this was a few. Go ahead. Your minor league hockey knowledge is much better than mine.
Okay. I vaguely remember this. Brian, you remember hearing about this? So they won the ECHL championship, and the owner of the team just refused to give the trophy back to the league. He's like, fuck no, I'm just going to keep this. And I don't know what happened. Like, if they ever got it back, you would like to think they did. But I don't know. That's crazy. I know the Newfoundland Growlers though broke it in a strip club like 2 years ago, so that's kind of fun. ECHL's a wagon, bro.
The Kelly Cup's gonna be playing second line center for the Habs soon.
Him and Galchenyuk. okay, we're gonna move it down in here into our Lock Dogs and Totals from last show. Bit of a down week for us as a collective here, man. We'll start things off. I was 2-1. I was up 2.3 units. Jolie was 1-1 and a push, which doesn't happen often, but it still does count. So he is up 0.6 units. Tough goal for Rye Guy, man. 0-3, down 4 units. I don't know. I'll kick us off here, and then Ryan, we'll leave you to the end, and you can kind of go into what happened here for myself. I had Vegas regulation versus Detroit. I guess I should have had this pulled up. I don't know the score, but they did win in regulation. I imagine they did okay. For my dog, I had the Leafs versus Tampa Bay, plus 110. That game went to overtime. Tampa Leafs suck in fucking OT, man. So if you're sitting there and you're looking for a live set.
Six in a row, right?
It is, man. We have. I don't think we won a game in overtime all year.
No, you won one. It was Dallas, the Robertson.
Yeah, that was it. We were talking about that earlier. You're right. But if you're ever looking for like a live bet and you see the Leafs going into OT, just fucking bet whoever they're playing against. It's pretty much guaranteed money. And then for my total, I had the under 6.5 in the Carolina-LA game. I think it was a 4-2 final, I believe. So that barely hit. It sneaked by for me. It's an anti-quick game, baby. We fucking called that one. Gotta love it. But yeah, 2-1 on the day. Kind of trying it in the right direction here.
Talon's a team player there. He said that we lost as a collective. Didn't even mention the fact that he had might have been his best day so far this season.
It is. I haven't gone 3-0, so it's tied.
Very, very good. Yeah, well, you had a plus odds there, plus 115 for your lock. So good for you. For myself, yeah, decent day, I guess. Mainly because of the Canes beating the Kings there. They were in control for much of the game. Wasn't sweating that one too much. My dog, oh man, I really regret this. I had the Blackhawks mid-show, but of course we were getting hammered. And they beat the fucking Rangers 5-2. I had them at plus 225. I didn't put them in there. Whatever. I trusted the Canucks instead to beat the Coyotes by 2 goals. Of course, they won in overtime that one. My total was the Avs Bruins over 6. Not the best bet. I don't know. I got a bit lucky here with like 3 goals towards the end of the game. So lucky to push that one. But really happy with my lock there with the Canes at least.
Yeah, you guys went 3-2-1 plus 2.9 units. I was 0-3 minus 4 units. My Seattle Kraken, who I very proudly have a hat of, they lost to the Panthers 5-1. Capitals just didn't really show up there in Calgary. And then, yeah, the Blackhawks, they put up 5 on the Rangers. So my under 6.5 there lost as well. That was tough. I thought that would at least hang on. But I think the Blackhawks must have got an empty netter there towards the end. So, yeah, another 0-3 for me after a 3-0. Just keep going back and forth. So hopefully that's a good sign for the show.
Just keep us around. Right.
Yeah. I got to close this door.
Is Ryan on the Panthers or what's up? Is he on the Cats this week? Or stay tuned. We'll get
that's Road Cats right there.
Okay, everybody. With that being said, we got a 9-game slate on Tuesday, December 6th here. Only 9 games. That feels a little weird, but I guess there's a couple more on Wednesday. Obviously, we won't get to them. But anyways, gentlemen, are we ready to rock and roll or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving to the first game on the docket here. We got the Chicago Blackhawks against the New Jersey Devils. Game itself is in New Jersey. Chicago on the money line sitting at +300. New Jersey on the money line hanging out at -390. Massive home favorites. What else would you expect? This team's a fucking wagon. New Jersey on the puck line hanging out at -130. The over-under set at 6.5. Overpay now +100. The under, -120. Gentlemen, how do you bet New Jersey here? There's probably not that much money in regulation. The puck line's enticing at -130. Even it's not that great for a puck line. New Jersey team total, man. What's it probably sitting at? 3.5? Maybe 4.5? That might be a leap. It's just finding ways to bet New Jersey, man. Maybe try to look for some shots on goal props. Shout out our guy Ryan. Maybe there's like a trigger man or something that's been putting pucks on net. Who's that guy they have? I was chirping. He's been fucking sick this year. He's over a point per game player. Jesper Bratt, exactly. I was giving Devils fans shit, but the guy's actually fucking sick. So maybe take a look at him for like a anytime goal scorer or something like that. But just find a way to bet New Jersey in this game. As far as over under goes, it's tough, man, because like the Devils can score, and then Chicago's like literally probably the worst team on the planet. So it's kind of hard to get in with that. But I don't know, man. I'm gonna take a little gamble on the over here. I'm feeling goals. I don't know why. You got some Native Americans against some Devils, so there's bound to be some crazy shit going on here. Let's fucking go. Give me the over, and give me any possible which way to bet Chicago.
Yeah, the Devils here, I mean, -390, they're probably that good, but I mean, any hockey team should, I don't know if it should be that big of a favorite. That being said, I look at Devils in the puck line here at -130. Blackhawks, 7 of their last 9 losses were by at least 2 goals. They lost to the Islanders 3-0 right after that win against the Rangers. I have a few blowout losses, 7-2, 6-4, 5-3, 6-1. And the Devils at home, when they win, it has been by at least 2 goals. They beat Capitals 5-1, Oilers 5-2, Coyotes 4-2. So I think that's where the money is in this one. And for the total, yeah, maybe lean towards the over with the Devils being able to put up goals, but I'm staying away from the total and just sticking with Devils either regulation or puck line.
So this is might be a first actually, where my number is actually
your numbers.
My number, ooh. Yes, I've got time off, so I can actually prepare this stuff and update my power rankings. But yeah, I got it at -320 here, and they're -390. You said. Yeah, -390. That's crazy. I don't think that they're that much better than the Devils here. So I can't do anything with the side, but I do like the under. It's under 6.5 at -120. I also don't mind the Blackhawks team total under 2.5. Yeah, you got to lay some juice here. I'm seeing like -160. Maybe a regulation team total. I don't know. That wouldn't make sense. Yeah. You get worse sides of that one. Under 2.5 here for the Blackhawks would be a decent bet. You got to lay some juice though, but I don't see them winning this game. I certainly don't see them scoring 3 goals. But instead of that, just do the -120 under 6.5. Play it that way. I don't think the Devils will just pour it on here. Blackhawks have been a bit feisty lately. They lost a bunch of games in a row, but they did a decent job against the Rangers, I guess. And did they play since then? I don't think so. Yeah, oh yeah, they did.
The Islanders back to back.
Yeah, and they kept the Islanders to 3 goals. So ooh. I think the Devils can win a similar kind of game, like a 4-1 game. So give me the under 6.5 here as the bet for this one.
That's interesting, man, especially when you compare to those Islander games. Okay, moving down again to the 7 p.m. time slot here. We got the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game itself is in Pittsburgh, if you want to call this a game. Columbus on the money line hanging out at +230. Pittsburgh on the money line sitting at -290. Penguins on the puck line hanging out at -110. The over-under set at 6.5. Overpaying off -125. The under, +105. Rye Guy, what do you got here, buddy, in your I want to say your favorite team, but I know they're your rivals, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, first of all, shout out to Jake Voracek. Got some tough news that he's likely not to return this season, and his career could be over with post-concussion symptoms there. That's so, you know, he's going to be overlooked as one of the Flyers. He's the sidekick to Claude Giroux, but he was a great Flyer, great winger. Hopefully he had a good career in Columbus, too. So hopefully he can end it on his terms, but we'll see what happens there. As far as this game, yeah, it's going to be too bad for Columbus there, too, because I like the Penguins on the puck line here, -110. The Pittsburgh won 6-3 in Columbus back in October. They won all 4 head-to-head meetings last season, including 3 by at least 2 goals. Columbus did have that big revenge win in Winnipeg with Patrick Laine coming back that Joel called in the Discord. But, I mean, they lost by two to Detroit. They've had some bad losses to Montreal by two, Detroit by five before. And Pittsburgh's just rolling right now. They beat St. Louis 6-2, got a win over Vegas, beat the Flyers by a few, beat Chicago, Winnipeg, Minnesota, all by two goals. So I think if Pittsburgh's going to win, it should be by two goals. So I like the value there at minus 110. And I would lean to the over, even though Columbus isn't really scoring too much recently.
Yeah, the Voracek news is troubling, but yeah, they're pretty banged up to begin with. That doesn't help going forward, but for this game, I think the Penguins are just the much better team here. I got them at minus 300, so that just tells you the difference between these two teams. So I like the Penguins here in regulation. Better play for this one, though, would be the Penguins team total. I think they could score a bunch of goals because the Blue Jackets give up goals for fun, same old stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you can get that around minus 150, minus 160, something like that. I love the Penguins to put them on the Blue Jackets here at home. Just the far superior team. Penguins are going in the right direction. Blue Jackets going the opposite direction. Yeah, the Blue Jackets maybe had a little bit of hype for the season with Johnny Gaudreau and co. coming in and trading Oliver Bjorkstrand for some reason just to make room for Laine's cap hit. Bad decision there, but hopefully they do a better decision-making with their draft pick because they're going to get a good one. And I think that they'll lose this game by two-plus goals. So give me the Penguins team total over 3.5. Even if the Blue Jackets make this a game, it'll be a high-scoring one. So Penguins team total seems safe to me.
Johnny Gaudreau, Patrick Laine, and Connor Bedard on the same line. Wouldn't that be nasty? That would be sick. Yeah, I fucking absolutely love the Penguins in this game, man. The Columbus Blue Jackets are absolutely abysmal. Elvis Merzlikins fucking playing like shit. But why I do like the Penguins the most here, I do like that puck line play. The team total is a great play as well. There's maybe a little value in regulation, but I do primarily like the puck line on this. Pittsburgh, you know me, I'm not a big stat guy. But I do like looking at like division totals and shit like that. Pittsburgh 3-1 in the division. Those three wins in their division have all been by two or more goals. They beat Columbus 6-3 in a previous matchup. They beat Washington 4-1. And I believe recently they beat the Flyers 4-1 as well. Not really the greatest level of competition, but still Columbus is another shit team. So I love the Pittsburgh puck line. Love Pittsburgh team total. As far as over under goes, man, like, I don't know. Like, Laine's back. Gaudreau's like, maybe Columbus can get one or two. Last time these guys met, there was 9 goals in the game. So, yeah, I don't hate the over here. 6.5 minus 125. Jolie touched on two. The Penguins have been absolutely rolling. They were fading a little bit the first couple games. But they seem to have things back on track in Pittsburgh there. So, love the Penguins in this slate. Okay, heading down to the 7 p.m. time slot again. We got the Detroit Red Wings against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Game itself is in Tampa Bay. Stevie Yzerman revenge game maybe on the plate.
Exactly.
I imagine you'll get to that. Detroit on the money line sitting at +195. Tampa Bay money line hanging out at -245. Tampa Bay puck line +115. Over unders at 6. Over paid off -125. The under +105. Jolie, what do you got, baby?
Well, you said it. This is a bit of a revenge game, but not only for the general manager there, Steve Yzerman, it'll be also for the coach, Derek Lalonde, who was the assistant there in Tampa for a few years. So there's a lot of incest going on between the Red Wings and the Lightning.
The Tampa Bay Red Lightning?
Yeah. But it makes sense with Steve Yzerman's connection. You know, he saw the good guys over there and brought some of them with him. So now they get to go back there. The Lightning are just coming off that big win against the Leafs, like we mentioned earlier. So it might be a bit of a letdown spot for them. Meanwhile, the Red Wings, they're kind of feisty team. I don't think that this there's not much value in the line per se, but in the situation, I think is a good one for the Wings. The fuck, man! Every fucking time I call the Rings, I don't know why. I didn't do this last season. I don't know what happened to me. Got Tourette's or something. give me the Red Wings at +195 here. Some good value there, I think, considering the situation, the spot. And I know Sorelli just came back. He had a decent game, and but he's still working himself back into full fitness. So give me though, I mean, I know they'll start Billy Huso. They don't want to start fucking Nedeljkovic for this one, considering they played Huso on a back-to-back, two games in a row. So I don't know why they would start the Nedeljkovic for a more meaningful game like this one. Divisional game, too. So, yeah, give me the road dog on this one.
And also, what are your numbers have this one at? Like, not busting your balls. Like, what do you have it at?
Pretty much, Lightning by -230. So,
okay. So yeah, because yeah, this is
wait. No. That's wrong. Lightning -200.
Oh wow. So yeah, there's definite value on Red Wings +195 then, because yeah, I think this is similar to what we said last week with
Tampa. No, there's Bay. Not actually, because that would be +200 for Red Wings. So you're losing 5 cents, but it's no big deal because the situation.
Compared to -245, you have a -200. So there's no value on the Lightning. If there is value, it's on the Red Wings.
Oh, you got to factor the juice in, though. You got to factor
the juice. The juice in, yes. But we're entertainers here, as you said last show. So we got to pick a side.
So, yeah, I think entertainers.
As we said last week, we couldn't.
Oh, what did I do? I opened up a Pandora's box with that comment.
Yeah, we couldn't trust the Lightning as the Flyers. They won 4-1. I can't really trust them. I was trying to find more evidence to back the Red Wings here, look at the past 10 games. But over the past 10 games, Lightning have the best expected goals for percentage in the league at 56%. Red Wings are up there, though, 12th in the league, 52%. So I don't know. I'm probably not going to bet this game in full transparency, but if I had to, I would take the Red Wings +195. I think Huso is right now has a better goals against and a save percentage than Vasilevsky. He has 3 shutouts this year. So you know what? Give me the Red Wings. If they're going to win, it's going to be by 2. Detroit -1.5.
It's the Rings. The Rings.
Okay, the Detroit Red Wings or Rings. Okay, am I taking fucking crazy pills right now? You both picked Detroit to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
At -240, I'm not taking the Lightning -245.
I get that, but like, I don't, I just can't do it, bro. Like, and give credit to Detroit.
Talon's handicapping. Remember, Ryan. Talon's handicapping was just based on what happened to the Leafs against this team.
Boston
all the time. Lightning owned them.
Lightning are an absolute wagon. Then
I will say it's close to that, but that's not where I'm going at this point. Before I'm going to get into this, I'm going to give Detroit credit here, man. This team is actually only 2 points off Tampa Bay, and they both played the same amount of games. Obviously, Tampa has more wins in regulation. Detroit has 5 overtime losses. So there's an extra 4 points. But still, man, like, I feel like I have to take Tampa Bay in this. Obviously, the money line is definitely not going to be at the puck line. I don't love maybe at like a team total. I don't know what regulation's paying. Maybe it's probably not that great. But why I do love Tampa Bay in this game, I was listening to an interview. John Cooper was actually on a local Toronto radio station on Friday. And he brought up so many points that, like, actually, one of them I'm going to take credit for. I think I touched on in the offseason. This team has played 74 playoff games in the past 3 years. That's almost a full season compared to a team against Detroit that hasn't made playoffs in fucking 6 years. So, yeah, a little bit of wear and tear. But he did say that with a lot of turnover they had in the past year, this team is starting to kind of gel both on the ice and outside of the ice. So we don't really know what that means. But to me, what that means is that Stamkos and the boys are just getting sloshed together in fucking Tampa Bay, having a good time. And that's good enough for me to put my money on. So Tampa team total, Tampa puck line, that's the play for me. Over under, I do like the over. We have a lot of offensive talent. And, you know, I love Vasilevsky. He's the best goalie in the world here. But, you know, he's looked, I don't want to say he's looked human this season, but he's looked as less of a god. Maybe, I don't know, Joel, you're a big Norse mythology. Is there like a demigod that's like half human or some shit? I don't know. That's what Vasilevsky is to me this year. Like
a dwarf.
A dwarf? I don't want to say that, but yeah. But yeah, no, so give me the over in this game. And it's at 6-2, so the push is in play, paying off -125. And then, yeah, give me pretty much Tampa Bay any which way possible.
Oh, wait, I got some numbers here to back up my Detroit -1.5. +425 there. I think that's a good price. The Lightning have lost 9 times this season. 6 have been by at least 2 goals. I mean, 2 of those were to Boston, but I think if Detroit can get sneaky there, I like it, +425.
Cool. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to move down to the 7 p.m. slate again. We have the Los Angeles Kings against the Ottawa Senators. Game itself is in Ottawa. LA on the money line sitting at plus 100. The Ottawa Senators on the money line hanging out at minus 120. The over-under set at 6.5. Over plus 100. The under minus 120. You can quote me on this game, and I'm just going to say this right fucking now. Stop giving the Ottawa Senators any reason to think that they're a good fucking team. Stop giving their fans any reason to think this is a good team. Stop giving gamblers to think that they have a chance. This team is fucking horrible. I called it from the get-go. I know they have some injuries, obviously, and that hurts the cause. But this team is the same joke that they've been for the past fucking 6 years. LA Kings was a playoff team last year. I kind of had them as a playoff team this year. They're not getting goaltending. With that being said, they're still in a playoff spot, man. So how do you have a team that's in a playoff spot playing against a team that's literally last in the Atlantic with 21 fucking points on the year? And then LA's the dog? Fuck that, man. Give me the Los Angeles Kings plus 100. Anybody taking Ottawa or trying to convince me, I think you're fucking nuts. You're peanut butter nuts in here. Give me the Kings over under. Give me the over because both goalies have been playing like shit.
I like the Senators here. They won 3-2 in overtime on November 27th. I think it was a week or two ago there. So I also do like the under. I think both these teams should be... rather low scoring, but for those numbers to back it up, Senators have the third best expected goals for percentage in the past 10 games. Kings are down there in the bottom 12 at 48.76%. You know, the Kings, I mean, Jonathan Quick hasn't been himself. They waived Cal Peterson, and Cam Talbot has a 919 save percentage. Ottawa has been respectable at home. They're 6-7. Kings are 6-7 on the road. So I think the Sens can get a little bit pesky here as a minus 120 favorite. Also do like the under, as I mentioned. Senators have gone under in 10 of their past 11. So could see another like 3-2 win here for Ottawa.
Yes, I agree with Ryan on this spot. The Senators are to the side. The Kings are a bit fraudulent. Meanwhile, the Senators have been a lot better since Thomas Chabot came back. We remember when they went on their big losing streak. They're missing him for most of the time. And when you have as pathetic of a defense as they do, you can't afford to be missing a 30-minute player on the back end for any significant amount of time. But now that he's back and getting back into full fitness, I like the Sens quite a bit here. We already seen that this line jump up. Ottawa started up as a dog. Now they're up to minus 120, so that tells you where the sharp money is at. So I love the Senators here, even at minus 120. Kings are... they're a Jekyll and Hyde kind of team, but they did struggle against the even the Coyotes recently, and then of course they were bullied by the Canes, couldn't get anything going offensively in that one. So yeah, give me the Senators here to keep their little mini win streak going. I think the price is a little cheap for them. What do I got for them? Power ratings are about the same, so no value there. But I like the Senators for here, given the fact that the Kings are, I don't think that they're as good as their record.
Yeah, both of these teams have more losses than wins this season. That's not very good for either of them. But if you want to win, why don't you check out WinBet? Ready to win money and boost your odds? WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, as well as Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Win Rewards on WinBet. Looking to get involved in a same game parlay? Oh boy. WinBet is your home with their WinBet Build Your Own Bet, letting you customize the bet you want to make. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. WinBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough win was available. If you or someone who has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Okay, moving on to the 8 p.m. time slot here. We got the St. Louis Blues against the New York Islanders. Game itself is in New York. St. Louis on the money line sitting at plus 140. The New York Islanders money line is hanging out at minus 165. Over-under is currently sitting at 6. Overpaid off plus 100. The under minus 120. Are the Blues playing tonight? Oh, they played today, eh? They did. And who was in net? Binnington played in net.
He sucked.
Oh, dude, I love this guy to death. I know
you,
everybody.
You see Berube, like, called him out for you guys to stop doing his shit?
Isn't that crazy? His own coach is telling him to stop doing that. I love it, though. I'm all for it.
Pretty bad, considering Berube is kind of for that kind of thing.
Literally. Yeah. It's because he's playing like shit, that's why. You can do it if you want him, but if you're fucking shelled for six every day, you can't be fucking doing something stupid. With that being said, I love heel Binnington. I think the league needs more heels. Mm-hmm. For this game, though, man, like, you almost, I know minus 165 isn't great, but, like, you kind of got to go with the Islanders. They haven't necessarily looked like the greatest team, but, I mean, you kind of got Ilya Sorokin going against Thomas Greiss, so that speaks volumes right there. I'm pretty sure every time we've seen Greiss this year, he's gotten absolutely shelled. And we like Sorokin, man. This is a Sorokin-friendly podcast. If you are looking for some numbers, though, the Islanders are 9-4-0 at home this year. That's good enough for me, dude. Maybe even worth a little sprinkle in regulation. Like, St. Louis's away record isn't anything to write home about. The Blues are currently on a 3-game losing streak, second half of a back-to-back. So maybe there's some value there, man. New York in regulation. As far as over-under goes here, St. Louis hasn't been scoring goals, and they're playing against an absolutely fantastic goalie. And as far as New York goes, they're kind of middle of the impact. So the under six is enticing. I wish it was 6.5. I don't think you'll probably get there before puck drop, but still, I would love it. But if I had to pick at the six, I would be taking the under. But yeah, give me the Islanders and regulation on this, man.
Yeah, shockingly enough, I don't really believe in the Islanders. In the past 10 games, only the Ducks have a worse expected goals for percentage. The Islanders are somehow still 6-4 in those games. St. Louis hasn't been much better at 45%. That's seventh worst. And on the back-to-back, it doesn't give me much confidence in them, but I would lean that way just to get the plus money. You can't lay the minus 165 with the Islanders. And for the total, I'd probably lean to the under here. Sorokin has been great, one of the Vezina favorites right now, and Thomas Greiss has been better than Binnington. I mean, he's not great. 907 save percentage, goals against over 3.5, but I think we could see a 3-2, 3-1 game here either way. So the under would probably be my only play for this one.
I am going with the Blues here in this one. Ooh. Going against my Isles, just given the fact that my number is only minus 113 for the Islanders. So that makes a lot of value for the Blues. And I expect this line to go up once Thomas Greiss is confirmed. And you know what? That's not a downgrade these days, especially when Thomas Greiss used to play for the Islanders for years and was very good goaltender.
He did. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Exactly.
So remember how sick it was for them too?
Exactly. That those were his best years for sure. So I love the Blues here for that reason. And I like a well-coached team coming off a bad loss like they did, letting in six goals to the Rangers tonight. To go into, you know, it's not really a back-to-back. They're still staying at the same hotel.
It's a back-to-back. They played 60 minutes of hockey tonight.
Yeah, but they're staying in the same hotel. Like, they're not.
I feel like that could be worse, though, right? Like, you settle in with a bottle of wine and a couple of pints, and you don't got to travel. You're just boozing.
Yeah, but when you travel, you're going to be boozing and traveling. So now you're just boozing.
Yeah, you're right.
They cancel out boozing and traveling. Come on.
Blues know how to booze, okay? These guys are familiar with the arts of alcoholism. Good culture there. Give me the Blues here, plus 140, but I'm going to wait on this one. I do think that we'll get a better number given the fact that Thomas Greiss will be confirmed, and I don't think everybody is on to this angle. Thomas Greiss revenge game.
I like that. It's coming. I'm still not changing, but I like that.
All right, let's go.
Okay, another 8 p.m. time slot here. We got the Florida Panthers against the Winnipeg Jets. Game itself is in cold-ass, fuck, boring, nothing to do, flat, fucking shit, Winnipeg, Florida on the money line, hanging out at minus 120, Winnipeg Jets on the money line sitting at plus 100. I don't know if we have any listeners from Winnipeg, I'm sorry if you do. The over-under sitting at 6.5, both over-under paying off minus 110. Rye Guy, what do you got here, buddy? What do you think's going to happen in the boring, lame-ass shit show town of Winnipeg?
Yeah, you know what? I love my Cats here, but I mean, I got to go with Winnipeg at home. They've been great at home this season, 9-3. Florida, 6-7-1 on the road. Even though they have back-to-back 5-1 wins on the road in Vancouver and in Seattle. But I think as long as it's Connor Hellebuyck in net, and especially if it's against Sergei Bobrovsky, that's a huge goaltender mismatch. I bet it already. I'm hoping that's just what it is. It should be. It's not a back-to-back for the Jets, so they should go to their number one. And even if it is Spencer Knight, I think the Jets have the advantage there. Panthers have not had a great start, 12-9-4, more losses than wins there. So, yeah, Jets at home. I think They're not going to get caught off guard by a line of revenge game. So I think, what are they, plus 100? Yeah, it can be plus 100 all day for the Jets at home.
Makes some sense, especially if Barkov is still not good to go. Apparently he's recovering from some mysterious illness.
Dick.
that's Talon's injury analysis for any player who is out with...
If you're undisclosed, you have a broken dick. Yeah. Tell me what you're hurt with. That's it. Simple as that.
All right. Well, maybe he has syphilis. I don't know. It's an illness, not exactly it's not a lower body injury. He's out with syphilis. That said, I still like the Panthers here. Been fading the Jets to my detriment for much of the year, and I'm going to do it again in this one. I make the Panthers minus 125. It's not much value there, but I do think that they're the better team. And they've had a decent road trip here, just beating the almighty Kraken as well as the shitty Canucks, and made a game with the Flames, I believe. I like the Panthers here, minus 120. Hopefully Hellebuck takes the night off, because they're a totally different team without him. But even with him in net, he can't keep up this form forever. It's a one-man crew there, one-man team. So give me the more offensively dynamic team, even if they don't have much defense and their goaltending is suspect. But yeah, give me the Panthers here, minus 120. And while the total is correlated, I guess. If you like the Panthers, you go with the over. If you like the Jets, you go with the under. So I guess I lean to the over, but I'll just be betting the Panthers in this one.
Okay, for myself here, I kind of gotta go with Ryan a bit, man. I love the Jets in this game. I don't understand how their dogs, their home record has been absolutely fantastic. I feel like Spencer Knight, from what I'm seeing, is supposed to get the nod. I feel like that's kind of what Florida has going in their favor here, but like, fuck, dude, Connor Hellebuck is sick. One thing I do want to bring up to this Winnipeg Jets team, and like, Rick Bowness has been sick, dude. The guy goes in there and like, he takes the C off Blake Wheeler. He changes the culture. I guess he sat down with Hellebuck and said like, hey man, you're my boy. And he also sat down with Josh Morrissey and said, hey, I want you to be one of the best offensive defensemen in the league, man. This is a guy that had offensive talent, but maybe was being used in a more kind of sheltered two-way kind of role. And Rick Bowness kind of took the training wheels off him and just said, hey kid, fucking go play. So that's something that I do like about Winnipeg team. I do like about Rick Bowness as a coach. It's been fantastic for them. And I'm a big Hellebuck guy. The Jets are 9-3 at home here. I'm all on the Jets on this game, man. Give me Winnipeg plus 100 as slight home dogs. As the over-under goes, this has under game written all over it to me. I know that, well, keep in mind goaltending. If Spencer Knight's playing, I'm taking the under. If Bobrovsky's playing, I'm not betting over under. I'll put it at that. But I think there might be some value in the under. You got two fantastic goalies going at it. You got a young guy, and then you got kind of a veteran guy in the league, man. So I do like that. But to me, the Jets have to be the play here. With that being said, man, to me, and it's worth bringing up, I've been kind of shitting on this Florida team a lot lately. They kind of got a similar thing going on with what I said with Carolina. And if I'm going to bring it up with Carolina, I got to give them credit too. This team gets a shitload of shots and their shooting percentage has been absolutely horrible so far. So I think that'll change. But with that being said for this game, I'm still on the Jets. A little bit of a stick tap to the Florida Panthers though.
So you would say the coaching change for Winnipeg was a bonus?
Oh, I do like that. Yes, it was. That's fantastic. Fuck Barry Trotz. You don't need Barry Trotz. You got Rick Bowness, baby. Let's go. Okay. Moving down to the 8:30 p.m. slot. Oh, baby. We got the Battle of the Robertsons. We got the Toronto Maple Leafs against the Dallas Stars. Game itself is in Dallas. Toronto Maple Leafs on the money line sitting at minus 115. Dallas Stars on the money line sitting at minus 105. The over-under sitting at 6.5. Overpaying off plus 100. The under minus 120. I might be wrong. I don't know if it's still going on, but I know at one point Jason Robertson, rather, was on an 18-game point streak. And Mitch Marner himself is on a 19-game point streak. So you kind of got two fucking offensive dynamos here going at it head-to-head. Fun little fact, not really relevant, but still, for my pick, what do you think? You know what I'm gonna say here. Give me the fucking Leafs in this game, obviously. Give me the Leafs in regulation, man. This team has been cooking this year. Nobody realizes we took 25 or 30 points in November, and everyone's still talking about how fucking shit the Leafs are. Suck my ass, bro. You're all a bunch of fucking losers. So give me the Leafs in regulation. Give me the Leafs on money line, over under. Give me the under, man. I think we're going to see Matt Murray have a decent game. And obviously, Jake Oettinger is an absolute stud. Both tendies have been playing fantastic for their teams. Obviously, Leafs still missing some guys in the defense. But the young kids have been stepping up, man. And then Dallas is just sick, dude. So, I don't know. I like the under. I like the Leafs. Shocker.
Yeah, this is a game. There's never been, Jesus Christ. There's never been
a hairball.
Yeah,
there's a beer ball there. There's never been a game where two players running point streaks of 18 plus games face each other. This is the first time for that. But on Robertson's 18 game streak, he has 34 points with 21 goals. Marner's 19 game streak only has 26 points and 9 goals. So
I will
not
say
very Kander impressive for there for Marner. Second,
Mitch Marner has only registered one game this year where he hasn't put up a point. That's fucking crazy, man. In 25 games.
Yeah, I mean, I wish he would slow down so you could get over half a point instead of over 1.5. But yeah, that's good there. For this game, I said it last show, I hate to keep doing it, but I'm going against the Leafs. Stars at home are 7-2-3. Leafs on the road are 7-6. Dallas took them to overtime in Toronto, so I think them back at home with Ottinger and net against Murray. I do like the under. I do agree with that under there. It's line under 6.5 at -120. But I like the Stars here at home at only -105. Maybe that'll get up to even money before puck drop if people keep betting the Leafs.
Yeah, for this one, I guess I agree with Ryan here with the Stars. Line's pretty much bang on. I got them at -107. But more importantly, the Leafs can't keep doing what they're doing given their injuries on the back end and their somewhat fortunate goaltending. Meanwhile, the Stars, they outplayed the Wild for much of that game, especially in the second half of it, which is why they managed to get a point after going down 5-1 in the third period. So I do like them to bounce back a bit from that one. Poor performance from Ottinger. He'll have a bounce back game in this one, I'm sure. I also love the under 6.5 here, -120. That's a dumb line to me. The Leafs are a good defensive team, even with their injuries, but they can't put the puck in the net all the time. They've only had a few games still where they've scored more than 3 goals. So yeah, the under 6.5 here, -120, and the Stars in the money line are just fine with me.
All right, I brought this up the other day, and I know you guys are gonna shit on me a little bit here, but like, Mitch Marner for the Heart is paying off 41-1 right now. You put down $10, you can win $410. Okay.
You can also give us $10.
Towards our GoFundMe. Do you want to make this bet with me? $10, and then you pay me $410 if he wins the Heart. You want to lock this up right now?
I'm not doing that.
Right? I'm just saying.
You think Mitch Marner has a chance to win the Heart?
I think Marner has a chance to win the Heart. Why not?
Is Austin Matthews going to get hurt? Like, is that?
Well, he's not going for the rocket. He's not going for the rocket.
Well, no, but
Matthews.
No sidekick can win the Heart. I don't think. Like,
Drysdale
is not going to win it. That's why I don't think
he's rated second.
Drysdale's
always. I don't think anyone in Boston can win it because they have the big three.
Right, if you're going to give me a player of his caliber of 41-1, I'm at least going to put like $25 down to win a grand. $25 to win a grand on a player that realistically is playing for arguably maybe a top five, top, you know, eight team in the league. I'm trying to
they're
be nice
five.
Here.
They're yeah. Five. You can say that.
Yeah. So fuck, well, who's to say? And let's face it, like Austin Matthews hasn't necessarily gone in the heater that he's, you know, been known to. Obviously it's still early for him and he hasn't been cooking yet, but I think there's some value there of 41-1, man. Throw it on $25. You can win $1,000, you know?
I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a lot has to go right. You're right, Ryan. Like, let's face it. There's a lot that has to go right there. That's a good point, but still. Okay, moving down to the 10 p.m. time slot here. We got the Montreal Canadiens against the Seattle Kraken. Game itself is in Seattle. Montreal on the money line sitting at +190. Seattle on the money line sitting at -225. Seattle on the puck line hanging out at +110. The over-under set at 6.5. Over paying off +100. The under -120. Jolie, what do you got here, bud?
Okay, so the Canadiens are going to be playing here in Vancouver, a few minutes down the street from me. So, and then they'll be bussing down to Seattle. This is a much more meaningful game here in Vancouver. I don't think they give a shit about this new kids on the block here in Seattle. The Canadiens are a proud, noble, aristocratic club. They don't give a shit about these bougies coming into the league out of nowhere. So they want to beat the Canadian team, but against Seattle, they don't give a fuck. Plus, it'll be Samuel Montembeau and net against the Canucks, and he's been the much better goaltender than Jake Allen, who's been fairly average. He had a nice start, and he had a nice daddy bump for a bit, but he's kind of cooled off since then. So I like that for the Kraken, who are coming off of a loss to the Panthers. Kind of a competitive game, but one they could have played better in, so I like them to bounce back there. My numbers have the Kraken at -209, so there's slight value there, you could say, but just a bad spot here, the Habs, with a big game in Vancouver. Like, they'll have like a third of the crowd will be Habs fans. It happens every time. But I don't know about the same thing in Seattle. I don't know how many Montreal fans are down there. I like the Kraken here to win this game, get a nice bounce back victory, and lean to the over as well with Jake Allen being in net and the Kraken going back to Grubauer, which isn't encouraging for the side.
Oh no.
I know, but at least they could score goals this year, unlike last year where they got the worst luck. So we got that going for us. So yeah, give me the over 6.5 and give me the Kraken in regulation at -150.
We have a Shane Wright revenge game here. He was down in the AHL on a conditioning stint somehow. They made up some injury, I guess, and now he's back up. And Dave Hackstall confirmed he'll play on Tuesday night against Montreal, the team that chose Slafkovský over him, and then he stared them down, apparently. So
love it.
Coming into the show, I forgot that Montreal plays later
tonight. I love it, too. Slafkovský at 8-1.
We're recording this before Montreal started playing, so I forgot they're playing tonight. And I said, no, Montreal in a vacuum +190 might be a good value there against Seattle. But with the back-to-back factor, with Jake Allen starting on a back-to-back, Seattle coming off that loss, I think that's a good play there on Seattle. Maybe not money line -225, but either a -1 in a parlay or regulation or just some way to get some value there. And then for the over-under, yeah, I think I'd go with the overs. Grubauer has not been great, and Jake Allen has an .893 save percentage. So Grubauer, .868. So both goalies' goals against average around 3.5. So should be able to get at least 7 goals out of this one. And even money on the over, 6.5 there, seems to be some decent value. So yeah, Seattle at home, probably regulation, and then the over 6.5.
I don't even know where I fucking stand in this game, man. Like, I kind of like the idea of Shane Wright being kind of pissed off, but, like, you know, Yuri Slafkovský is allowed to say fuck you too. Maybe they picked the right guy, and maybe he's allowed to show up on the second night of a back-to-back. This is kind of a stupid move. I'm going to recite that John Cooper interview I had talked about a bit earlier. He went out of his way to talk about how Montreal kind of puts this is quote unquote, Montreal puts the fear of God into teams when you start playing against them. And I don't know why, he just says they come out hot, they come out playing, they're eager, and it's like, yeah, they're shit, but they kind of, they give you a little bit to worry about. And so maybe if things go the right way for them. Now, I know it's the second half of the back-to-back, obviously no Jake Allen playing, so that's, I don't fucking know, man. This is like, if I had to do a pass game, this would be it for me. But I kind of want to take the Habs, dude.
You mean a le pass game?
Le pass, exactly. It's a le pass game. But no, fuck it. I'm gonna lock down a little bit here, man. I'm gonna trust the gut. You know, I'm gonna take the Habs +190 second out of a back to back. It sounds stupider and stupider as I say it out loud. As far as over under go, let's just keep the fucking dumbass takes going. Give me the under, man. Under 6.5, and give me the fucking Habs. I don't know. I got a little feeling here that Seattle's going to little stumble out the gate. You know, you ever seen a Canadian beat down a Kraken? Well, show me a Kraken. I'll beat the fuck out of it. Let's fucking go, baby. Okay, moving down to the 10 p.m. time slot. We got the Carolina Hurricanes against the Anaheim Ducks. So that should have been the Talonism there. Game itself is in Anaheim. Carolina moneyline sitting at -275. Anaheim moneyline hanging out at +230. You ever seen a fucking duck try to fly into Carolina or a hurricane? They're going to get fucked. I don't even know what I'm saying. Carolina, the puck line.
Ducks get fucked by pretty much everything in these team names, except for maybe the Leafs.
I think the Ducks could beat a
Leafs. They'll fuck up some Leafs.
Except for Hawks. Because of the Mighty Ducks, you know, that's a funny thing.
Oh.
Okay, over unders at 6, give me, both paid off -110. I know that, I don't know, give me the Canes any possible way. Anaheim fucking sucks, so like maybe Carolina puck line, maybe team total. Over under, you know what, fuck no, this is going to be the game where Carolina gets their scoring going, man. They're going to pop in like 6, I guarantee it. It's going to be like a 6-1 final here. Give me Carolina team total, and give me the over, because it's going to be a 6-1 final, -110. Let's fucking go, baby.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. Carolina on the puck line here, -105. Anaheim's just the worst team in the league. Carolina is one of the best, even though they're not playing like it. They got a Kotsikov there in net. They got even a new contract. He could be the goalie of the future and the current for the Hurricanes there. They've won four in a row now after losing five in a row. The last two, 6-4 in St. Louis, 4-2 in L.A. So I don't see why they won't be able to win by at least two goals here in Anaheim, who just lost 5-2 to Winnipeg. They took a while to the shootout on the second half of back-to-back for Minnesota, but 5-0 Stars lost before that. So, yeah, Hurricanes, -1.5 at -105. And I don't really have a play here for the total. This could be like a Hurricanes 4-1, 5-0 win. So I'm not confident in the over six, but I'm pretty confident in the Hurricanes puck line.
I'm going to do a gimmicky Gilbert play in this one.
Oh, gimmicky Gilbert. I love it.
I like that.
If you can parlay totals with the side, just do the Canes money line and the under 6.5 here. I don't see the Ducks scoring more than one or two goals at most. And the Hurricanes are content to wrap and coil around their enemy like a snake and just drain their life that way. So instead of a Hurricane, it's the Anaconda against the Duck. Either way, the Duck loses. So give me the Canes and the under six. But the more seriously, if you want to play a more legitimate bet, you bet the Hurricanes regulation, even at -170, -180. It's going to be in that range. I'm making -292 on the money line, but I doubt that most of you have the kind of bankroll to make that a legitimate bet. So I'll just do the regulation or the puck line, like Ryan is saying. But if you want to do the gimmicky Gilbert, then the Canes and the under parlayed together, I think, is a decent play. It's very correlated.
I got the gimmicky Gilbert odds right here. Hurricanes under 6.5 +140. Hurricanes puck line under 6.5 +255. And you can get Hurricanes to win the first period and to win in regulation at +165. So I think out of that, the money line under 6.5 is nice, but the puck line under 6.5 at +255 is intriguing for those people that like to have those longer odds.
See what I mean? See instead how fucking of a fast he came up with that?
Got
those right at his fingers.
It's buddy knows his shit. That's
It's that win bet, build your own bet feature. You gotta check it out.
Right on.
At least it's not the Wed Wings. Okay, gentlemen, that's pretty fucking good. We got through the 9-game slate here. All right, we're gonna move into our Lock Dogs and Totals here for this show. Currently where we stand, Jolie's still in first place. He is at a 19-16 record. He is up 3.3 units. Myself, I'm in second place. I'm 18-7. I'm down 1.34 units. And Ryan is also 18-7 on the year. He is down 2.77 units. Collectively as a show, a bit of a drop-off from last episode, but we're going to bounce back. I got a good feeling this week. We are 55-50, and we are down 0.81 units. Let's face it, compared to where we were last time of this year, I think we're still doing pretty damn good. Ryan Guy, bounce back week one. Bounce back week one. That's a thing. Wed Wings? Rod Guy, bounce back week. Kick us off here.
All right, there we go. We got the Penguins on the puck line, -110 at home against the Blue Jackets. They beat Columbus 6-3 in Columbus last month, or 2 months ago now that we're in December. They won all four meetings head-to-head last year, including three by at least two goals. So like the puck line there at only -110. My dog, it's a sneaky dog. There were a lot of close games and a lot of big favorites here. So the Winnipeg Jets, +100. Versus the Florida Panthers there. I think Winnipeg just at home, 9-3. Can't trust Florida on the road, even though they did beat Seattle and Vancouver. Hopefully it's Hellebuck for the Jets, so make me even more confident there. And my total is the Kings Senators under 6.5, -120. Now, the Kings still give me pause with that 17-goal game against the Kraken last week, but Ottawa won 3-2 a few weeks ago, and Ottawa is an under team, 10 of the last 11 went under, so feeling good about these three here.
For myself, we're going with the Kraken regulation against the Canadiens at -150. I spoke about that recently. Red Wings against the Lightning. The master returns to beat the pupil. So that's at +195. And my total is the Penguins team total over 3.5 in regulation. So if it's 3-3 and it goes to overtime and they win. That's unfortunately lost, but I think we can avoid that with the Pens regulation win, which is correlated with Ryan's lock there. So Pens team total over 3.5 in regulation, -160.
All right, for myself, for my lock, I got the LA Kings money line +100 against the Ottawa Senators. I still think the Ottawa Senators are absolutely abysmal. They are the mega blocks of the NHL. Nobody wants them. They're absolutely terrible. If you are a Sens fan and you think the Sens are good, you are a fucking loser. For my dog, given the Leafs in regulation, speaking of loser takes, +135 against Dallas here. I think Toronto's going to win this game, and I tell you what, they sure as fuck aren't going to do it in overtime. So given the Leafs in regulation here, +135. And then for my total, I talked myself into it, Tampa Bay, Detroit, over 6. I think we're going to see some goals in this game, man. I think it's going to be a nice fun game here, division game. Steve Yzerman revenge game. I think Joel Sedda, a coach for Detroit, used to help out with Tampa. So, Derek Lalonde. There you go, Derek Lalonde. So, fucking give me some goals, man. Lots of offensive talent. And, not really too convinced on the goaltending here, man. I doubt Nedeljkovic will play. If Nedeljkovic does play, fucking hammer Tampa, baby. Team total and the over. I absolutely love that. Gentlemen, consensus plays. What do we got?
Well, it seemed like you were trying to kill this segment based off some of your picks this show.
No.
But got Penguins puck line, -110.
Love it. Love that play.
Leaf Stars under 6.5, -120.
Yep.
Kraken regulation, -150.
Nope.
I kind of like the Canadians.
Wait, Joel,
bro.
Joel, that's your lock. Oh, that's your lock.
I meant Talon was going to
okay.
say.
Oh. No, I'm okay. Leaning towards the Habs, bro.
I forgot he was trying to kill the segment even more. Hurricanes puck line, -105.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got three consensus plays there. We got two.
Okay, well, there's only 9 games. Maybe consensus one third of the games. That's okay. Yeah,
and a lot of them are huge favorites, which are hard to
go against.
Side on, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's fair. Okay, gentlemen, that pretty much wraps it up, man. You know, nice, quick, to the point. Nothing wrong with that, especially after putting out a fucking 2-hour show last show. Everybody, go check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Network website, man. That's the place to be. Tons of sick content. World Cup is still going on. You can find some sick coverage there. Everybody's kicking ass, doing some great stuff. As well as NFL, college football, college hoops, NBA, hockey. Do I forget a sport whenever I go through this? I feel
baseball.
Like I am. Well, I mean, it's not. Yeah, I guess. Like, you know, Ryan put out a baseball podcast for fantasy. That's pretty fucking sick. So, yes, there is content being released. Definitely go check that out for sure, man. There's tons of good stuff there. MMA, go check out all the cool stuff on the website. Shout out to everybody there. Of course, maybe say it every show, get your fucking ass in the Discord, dude. It's so cool seeing everybody coming in. New faces, familiar faces. It's just nice to see, like, a community going. Even, like, if, you know, myself, Ryan, and Joel are out of the mix for, like, a couple hours or something, you guys are all talking to each other, which is still fucking awesome, man. Great to see people making money. Great to see people enticed. And it's cool to see some people that maybe aren't, you know, necessarily traditionally the biggest hockey fans kind of be like, hey, we want to get into this. And you're all more than welcome, Juice. We're happy to have you. Unless you try to, you know, chirp us or something, then we'll tell you to fuck off. But all right, everybody, get your ass in the Discord. Shout out to all of our friends and pals in the Discord.
Yeah, Discord's been great there. Like you said, even if we're not there, there's enough of a community we've built that I'm pretty proud of there that are people there being active. So get people reaching out to us on Twitter as well, asking for how to get in the Discord. So love to hear that. You can always reach out to us on Twitter at HockeySGPN for the official show account. Also, if you're looking to get involved with the show, whether it's a question or looking to get involved from social media, DM us there, or you can contact myself or Talon as well on Twitter or just in the Discord, sg.pn/Discord. And I would read a review here if we had one, so leave us a 5-star rating review on Spotify, sg.pn/hockeys, and on Apple, sg.pn/hockey.
Dickelberg! All right, everybody, my name is Talon Jenkins. You can find me on Twitter at Talon_Jenkins94.
I'm Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at rgilbertsop.
I'm Joel Meyer, and you'll find me racing to rip a piss because these shows take way too fucking long, and I drink too much.
Maybe we should drag out this outro segment.
Pee. No, just pee.
Oh.